From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A judge in Los Angeles today approved a record-setting $660 million settlement between the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles and more than 500 victims of clergy sex abuse. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
Mark Gallegos was one of dozens of victims who spoke to reporters outside the courtroom after the agreement was reached. Gallegos was 8 years old when he sought help from the priest in his church to protect him from his own abusive father. Instead of helping him, Gallegos says, Father Manuel Sanchez raped him.
I tried to commit suicide many times over this. I tried to commit suicide, but God has kept me here for what? I don't know.
Gallegos cried as he lifted his hands to show the proof, multiple jagged scars along the inside of his right wrist. Gallegos and many other victims said their fight against Archdiocese Cardinal Roger Mahoney is not over. Plaintiff's attorney John Manley called on authorities to proceed with criminal charges against Mahoney, who he says spent years covering up abuse and shuffling abusing priests from parish to parish.
It is incumbent upon law enforcement to investigate these cases and find out how this could happen, how so many people could be abused, and yet there are only three or four convictions of priests in the last 50 years.
Manley also wants to see convictions against more priests, many who are still alive. The L.A. County District Attorney's Jane Robison says her office will be sure to take a look at any personnel files released under the settlement. On Sunday, in his first public statement on the settlement, broadcast on CNN, Cardinal Mahoney offered an apology for the abuse.
During this time, I have come to understand far more deeply than I ever could the impact of this terrible sin and crime that has affected their lives.
About a third of the settlement will be covered by insurance companies. Mahoney says the rest will come from separate religious orders and from selling church buildings. But he says that won't include parishes or schools. Victim Stephen Sanchez says the church got off easy.
Cardinal Mahoney got off cheap today. We live in a city where money trumps justice. Cardinal Mahoney is walking away.
Sanchez says he fears that many of the personnel files the church promised to release under the settlement won't see the light of day. That's because as part of the agreement, individual priests have the right to object to the release of their files to a private judge. The process could take years. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.